We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight,
once again, we grieve
the tragedy in Uvalde. Heartbreaking testimony from the victims' families.
Oh, my baby. How do you shoot my baby?
Then Amber Heard back on the stand. Did she leak video to the tabloids?
This is horrible. This is painful.
And Britney Spears returning to Vegas. Then the unexpected death of Ray Liotta.
At the end of the day, all you want is people to be entertained.
Plus, we're with new dad, Nick Jonas.
I sing to her. You know, it's beautiful.
And Sarah Drew's Grey's Anatomy return, filled with surprises and a Taylor Swift cameo.
It's wild.
48 hours after the horror in Uvalde, Texas, anger, anguish, and frankly, exhaustion, just pure exhaustion over the senseless acts of violence we're seeing in this country. This is Entertainment Tonight.
You know, from Anderson Cooper's gut-wrenching interview with the father of one of the victims to Jimmy Kimmel's latest impassioned plea, raw emotions are on full display.
Once again, we grieve for the little boys and girls. There have been 27 school shootings so far this year in this country, and it's May. How does this make sense to anyone?
In Uvalde, a memorial outside Robb Elementary School grows, one cross planted for each of the 19 children and two teachers who are now gone. Today, Meghan Markle made a surprise appearance and placed down white flowers at another vigil nearby.
It's too much.
Journalists now grapple to maintain composure after speaking with heartbroken parents who just want to know why.
What would you want people to know about your Ellie?
Jesus, he died for us, so when we die, we'll be up there for him.
I had the honor of calling her my daughter.
She just turned 10 2 weeks ago.
You know, it's the details. It's just really hard here.
I'm joined now by CBS Morning co-host Tony DeCoppel from Uvalde, Texas. He's talked to Amarie Garza's father, Angel, and it was an emotional conversation.
Within minutes, he breaks down. And when he starts to do that, all of us are breaking down as well. What we learned is that Amarie was trying to call for help, as her father had taught her to do, the moment she was cut down by a deranged madman. He said this off camera. He knows his daughter's final moments were pure and absolute terror.
Anderson Cooper also tried to comfort Amarie's dad as he revealed the devastating way he learned of her death.
One little girl was just covered in blood, saying that they shot her best friend, and asked the little girl the name, and she told me, and she said Amarie.
That's how you learn.
How you look at this girl and shoot her? Oh, my baby, how do you shoot my baby?
If you can watch that interview, that father, and you feel like no action needs to be taken,
stay away from me.
That's what I'm saying.
Stay far away from me. Something's got to be done. All right, turning to the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial. In less than 24 hours, we're going to hear the critical closing arguments in this case. And today in court, an emotional Amber broke down on the stand.
This is horrible. This is painful. And this is humiliating for any human being to go through.
Even just walking into this courtroom, I receive hundreds of death threats regularly.
Johnny doesn't deserve this!
People want to put my baby in the microwave, and they tell me that. Every single day, I have to relive the trauma.
Many people who have watched this trial have found some of Amber Heard's testimony to be a bit over the top.
I hope no one ever has to go through something like this.
The jury has to decide, is this someone that's being forthright with us, or is this someone that is just performing for us?
Johnny is one of the most gifted actors we have.
Amber's world has changed dramatically since we sat down with her back in 2011. She had just recently met Johnny.
He's also a wonderful person, wonderful human being.
After Amber's emotional testimony today, a tough cross-examination by Johnny's attorney, trial breakout star Camille Vasquez. Legal analyst Julie Rindelman says she's been effective, but...
We always go back to that one question. What does the jury think? Does the jury think Amber Heard's being picked on?
Ms. Heard, there is no question pending, and I would appreciate it if you wouldn't be making argument to the jury.
Sorry, I thought you had asked me about it.
No, I didn't ask you about anything.
One issue? This leaked video shot by Amber, which shows Johnny angry in his kitchen.
The video came from you, right, Ms. Heard?
No, it did not.
But did Amber tip off the paparazzi?
Why would I want that? What actual survivor of domestic violence wants that?
Yesterday, this former TMZ employee who testified about being alerted that Amber would be filing a temporary restraining order sparred with the actress's attorney.
You know this case is being televised, right?
I am aware that there are cameras.
And so this gets you your 15 minutes of fame.
I'm not seeking any 15 minutes here. Though you're welcome to speculate. I could say the same thing by taking Amber Heard as a client for you.
A little argumentative, don't you think?
Oh, hardly. I find that to be purely logical.
And there's news on another legal battle. Is Britney Spears' dad dodging his depositions?
He wanted to avoid being deposed under oath.
Quote, Mr. Spears can run, but he cannot forever hide. That's Brit's lawyer firing off in just filed court papers trying to force Jamie to answer allegations of misconduct during his daughter's conservatorship.
Jamie Spears placed a listening device under the bed of Britney Spears.
Attorneys claim he's engaged in stonewalling and obstruction for over 6 months. No comment from Jamie, but Sam Asghari is talking.
A question about Britney Spears, almost pregnant.
Yesterday, Brit's fiance was asked about expanding the family just 11 days after Spears announced she suffered a miscarriage.
You guys planning to have a baby?
Very soon, my friend.
The pair was just in Vegas, where the pop star is being courted for another residency. Resorts World was lit up last weekend with a kind of shameless love note to Brit. And a source tells ET, there is definitely some wooing happening. After Celine dropped out, they'd love to have Britney, though she will want a bump in compensation. Britt returned to the Strip in March for the first time since her court victory. She was wined and dined at the luxury hotel and posted, wow, being a guest in Las Vegas is way better. I don't have to entertain my family anymore and be their puppet.
You know, it's up to her. She's wearing the pants now.
Yeah. All right, let's move on now to a big loss in Hollywood. The passing of Goodfellas star Ray Liotta at the age of 67. The shocking news. Liotta died in his sleep in the Dominican Republic while on location for his next project, the dark drama Dangerous Waters. ET has learned there is no foul play suspected in his death and no investigation pending. The last time Ray was spotted in public was just over 3 weeks ago, out to dinner with fiancé J.C. Natolo in California.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
It was Liotta's breakout film, Goodfellas, in 1990 that made him Hollywood's go-to tough guy.
To laugh crazy like with Joe Pesci is fun. To beat people up, you know, and make believe is fun. Romancing Lorraine Bracco is a lot of fun.
Today, co-star Lorraine Bracco paid tribute to her longtime friend. They always ask what was the best part of making that movie. My response has always been the same, Ray Liotta. Robert De Niro added, he is way too young to have left us. May he rest in peace.
If you build it, he will come.
From Field of Dreams with Kevin Costner to Blow with Johnny Depp and guest starring roles in sitcoms like Young Sheldon and Modern Family, Ray did it all. But there was one role he was always on the lookout for.
I would like to do something extremely romantic. I really would, where I'd finally have to, you know, I don't have to choke the girl to kiss her.
It wasn't romantic, but Ray did find on-screen chemistry with Jennifer Lopez in Shades of Blue.
I feel like when we do our scenes together, something really great happens.
J-Lo wrote today, Ray was the epitome of a tough guy who was all mushy on the inside. He was so kind to my children. Ray is survived by his only child, Carson, who never bought into her dad's tough guy persona.
It's kind of hard to take him seriously. It's kind of funny. Like, I don't know, I just kind
of
laugh.
At the end of the day, all you want is people to be entertained. That's it.
Just a shock. When Ray, we were enamored and entertained by everything you did. Well, let's switch gears now to Nick Jonas, the proud papa of Miss Malty Marie, talking all about his muse to our Cassie DeLora.
I sing to her. You know, I love to sing to her.
Are you singing Love Bug?
Love Bug again.
No, I'm singing just a lot of, you know, old classics.
You and your brothers are heading to Vegas for a five-night residency.
We got a fun thing we're doing. We're going to be opening up a pawn shop and selling some of our memorabilia to our fans for $1 each thing.
One thing fans won't see for sale, the 2022 Golden Glove Award. Last night, Nick was honored at the 11th Annual Sugar Ray Leonard Foundation Big Fighters, Big Cause Charity Boxing Night to benefit pediatric diabetes. Nick was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was just 13.
Has fatherhood changed how you approach your health?
It has changed everything. For the better, of course. I think it's just always about doing the best you can to take care of yourself, and you never get it right 100% of the time, but I do my best.
Also doing their best, the doctors over on Grey's Anatomy. Tonight is the season 18 finale and 400th episode, and Sarah Drew is scrubbing in.
Kepner, I need you to cover the pit.
Hi, I don't work here. I came for coffee.
It really did feel like I had just been there yesterday. I mean, I'm just playing scenes with Chandra and Kim and Kevin, and I'm just like, nope, we weren't. No, it's been 4 years.
Would you say the door would be open for you to return for season 19?
I've always kept the door open. That's one of my dearest families over there. I'm not opposed to going and popping in for another visit.
And speaking of popping in, there's a rumor floating around the internet that Gray's superfan, Taylor Swift, who named her cat Meredith Gray, will be appearing in the finale.
If Taylor Swift is in the finale, she was not on set when I was. I know nothing.
Listen, Grays, we love this. We want all the OGs to return, right? Meanwhile, check on your Star Wars friends because Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader are back.
Of course, that's why everyone's here. Everyone's here to see this.
Inside the new series, bringing Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen together again.
It's insanity.
Then Val Kilmer's emotional return to Top Gun.
And you could tell he was so excited to be back.
After cancer robbed him of his voice, how they pulled off his special role.
I still have friends from that movie, and that's 30 years ago.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Go get him, Tiger.
Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead met and fell in love while playing a couple in the 2017 Fargo series. And now, they're newlyweds. The two got married just last month, and they've got a baby together.
You know, as parents, sometimes you have to use Jedi mind tricks on your kids. Well, this baby is going to grow up with a Jedi master. Ewan is back as Obi-Wan Kenobi in the new Disney Plus series of the same name. Matt Cohen got all the details and the scoop on his reunion with Hayden Christensen.
You and Hayden on screen together. Talk to me a little bit about working with him.
I love Hayden. You know, there's special people in your life as you go along your life, and he's one of those to me.
Hayden was just 19 years old when E.T. first met him. It was 3 days after he'd been cast as Anakin Skywalker, the young Jedi Knight who eventually becomes Darth Vader.
It's insanity, you know? I grew up on this stuff. Da, 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 da,
da. Well, 17 years after he last played the part, Hayden's returning to the Star Wars universe in the Disney Plus limited series, Obi-Wan Kenobi, debuting tomorrow. Ewan McGregor is the Jedi Master tasked with keeping a young Luke Skywalker safe from Vader in this prequel.
I've never quite seen a crew react the way they reacted when he came on set for the first time as Vader. I was like, why is there so many people here today? There's people standing all over the set. And then Hayden walks out in the suit, and I was like, oh, of course, that's why everyone's here. Everyone's here to see this.
And that is why people will be watching this series. By the way, Ewan and Hayden aren't the only iconic duos reuniting.
You see that scene, it's very special.
Maverick and Iceman share the screen again, what you never knew about Val Kilmer's connection to Top Gun.
I am dangerous.
Plus, two chart toppers, Hal Dirks Bentley and L. King, are teaming up for a massive country music event.
It's just fun.
It's a win for you, buddy.
It is. Big win for me.
A 12-minute standing ovation for the Elvis movie in Cannes. Director Baz Luhrmann, Tom Hanks, and Austin Butler even shared a big hug. I cannot wait to see this movie June 24th. Also, taking care of business, the movie soundtrack, Stevie Nicks, Eminem, Doja Cat, and Kacey Musgraves are just some of the singers that you're going to hear on it. That is bananas. All right, now to the All-Star Country Jamboree at this year's CMA Fest. We're with this year's hosts, Dirks Bentley and L. King.
It's different for girls when their hearts get broke.
They asked us if we would, you know, we'd want to host together. It was an immediate yes for me, because just anything I do with Elle doesn't feel like work. It's just fun.
I'm just trying to get a free ticket into the show.
I'm looking forward to seeing how many times she gets bleeped out.
Oh, no!
I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to get bleeped, damn it.
We're both fans of country music, too, you know, and get to hang out with her for, you know, 4 days, so... It's just fun.
It's a win for you, buddy.
It is. Big win for me.
Dirks and Elle will be joined by lots of friends, including Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Keith Urban for CMA Fest, which starts June 9th and airs August 3rd on ABC. And we're betting our hosts just might hit the stage with their new song, Worth a Shot.
I don't know about you, but I think it's worth a shot.
Now that I'm putting out my own country record, I feel like I couldn't do it without honoring the person who really brought me into the country music world and totally changed so much about my career and even my life. Mm. So, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about But I couldn't put out a country record and not have a song with Dirks.
We've got a lot of fun collaborations coming up this year, so it's gonna be the year of Elle and Dirks, so watch out.
Oh, we are ready for you two, Dirks and Elle. Now, this is also the year that brought these Top Guns together again, Tom Cruise and Val Kilmer. The sequel finally hits theaters tomorrow, and yep, that means the long-awaited reunion between Iceman and Maverick.
This is your captain speaking. Let's get to work.
You know, there were so many beautiful moments, but I think the most beautiful were the scenes with you and Val.
Felt that way just looking at each other, and you see that scene, it's very special.
I am dangerous.
You know, in the first one, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie. I was like, Val, you gotta make this movie, you know? It was like, you're gonna be amazing.
You figured it out yet? Who's the best pilot?
Val's triumphant Top Gun return comes 7 years after his voice was tragically destroyed due to throat cancer.
I didn't have any scenes with him, but I did get to meet him. I think his scene is really moving and beautiful. For the real fans of the original movie, there's so much there that, you know, that they'll enjoy all these references and throwbacks to the original.
Let's go!
You could tell he was so excited to be back among these people. You could tell the feeling of that nostalgic reunion energy.
Whose side are you on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I found that I've been run over by
Even though talking can be a challenge, Val's outlook couldn't have been more optimistic when we last sat down with him.
Entertainment Tonight was on the set of Top Gun back in 1985.
Do we really have to work? Damn it.
So we want to show you something, okay?
My father was in the Air Force. I was excited to be able to get to see an aspect of the Navy that civilians can't see.
I remember hearing my hair cut. I still have friends from that movie, and that's 30 years ago. Mm. I mean, that's pretty bad.
Val was so perfect in Top Gun Maverick.
Listen, this man got an early preview of the movie. He calls me walking out of it. This movie, I just saw Top Gun. It's so good.
It's that good.
We know it is, Kevin. We know. All right, coming up, Jack Black reaches new comedy heights next.
Hey,
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow on ET, we're with our friend Kaylee Cuoco, her new flight plan for love.
It makes me feel really good.
Plus, only ET's at home with Donna Mills and her daughter, Chloe.
She's a grown-up.
Most of the time.
All right, so before we go, congratulations to Mr. Jack Black, who will receive the Comedic Genius Award at the 2022 MTV Movie and TV Awards. The show airs Sunday, June 5th.
And guess who the night's resident DJ is? Who? Yeah! Uncle Snoop is gonna handle his business. Take care, everybody.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.